It is Matt and Mindy here. We have a special guest in studio for Health's Sake, brought to you by our friends at Northeastern Counseling. Be sure you check out Northeastern Counseling for all your counseling needs. And for Health's Sake today, we have Donnie here from Friends Against Family Violence. How you doing?
I'm doing really good this morning. Thanks, Matt.
I'm glad you're here on the show. And we're talking about safe relationships and dating violence, right?
Yep.
And of course, Valentine's month, a lot of dating going on.
Right, the month
of stuff.
Love.
The month of love, that's right. So let's talk a little bit about this. Why is it having a healthy romantic relationship so important? What's important about that?
So the reason having a healthy romantic relationship is so important is because it's one of the most important relationships in our life, right? Like we are with the person that we're romantically involved with a lot. And when that goes off track, everything in our life tends to go off track.
Mm-hmm.
Your parenting will go off track. Your job will actually go off track. Your finances can go off track. Everything tends to go off track. Schooling, anything. And it's because we're so focused on those relationships that we're just distracted by everything else. And so consistently research has shown that when that romantic relationship goes off track, that everything else in your life will. So it's really important to understand what a healthy romantic relationship is and to be able to develop that so that your life can stay on course the way that you want it to go.
I never realized that that affects so many other things. As you were talking about that, you're like, off. It throws everything off.
It really does.
Wow. It does. You're so distracted by everything else. It just goes off course.
Now, another thing here, it says the four safeties that should be present in a safe, healthy relationship. I guess you have some safeties you look for, right?
Yeah. So there's actually four safeties that researchers have shown that if these four safeties are present, you're most likely in a healthy relationship. The first one is physical safety, and that's just your no-brainer, right? Mm-hmm. You have to have physical safety in a relationship to consider it healthy. And that's the freedom from fear of physical harm, but it also includes threats and intimidation. So if you're in a relationship where you're being threatened or intimidated, that's actually not considered a physically safe relationship because it could escalate to physical violence. Mm-hmm. So physical safety is your number one safety. Your second safety is emotional safety, and that's being able to share what's in your heart, be able to share what's on your mind without feeling like people are going to judge you for what you say and demean you for the things that you do. Like, why are you so anxious about that? That's just silly. That's just dumb. And when you feel like you can't talk to a person about your feelings and your emotions, you don't have that emotional safety. So that's the second safety. The third safety is commitment safety. And that's just feeling like the person that you're in a relationship with is committed to being there. They're not just committed to being there today. They're going to be there for you tomorrow. They're going to be there for you in a week, maybe even in a year or 5 years. But when a person is not committed to being in a relationship, they're probably not going to build it. I mean, if you're not going to be at your job in 6 months, you're like, yeah, I really don't care how I do because I'm not planning on being here.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So commitment safety is the other one. And then community safety. And that's just feeling safe around the community that you live in. Not just like the actual like walking outside and not feeling like I'm going to be harmed, but do I have a place that I can take my kids to school that is a good school for them to go to, a hospital? Do I have transportation? But also, does my family support me? Do my coworkers support me? Community safety is really important because if you don't feel safe with those people or you don't feel safe in the place that you live, it actually will cause conflict in your relationship. So those are the four safeties that need to be present in order for it to be healthy.
That's kind of a good four safeties to kind of look at each one.
Yeah,
that's kind of
that
interesting.
Is good. So what are some of the signs, though, that someone is in danger in a relationship? Because sometimes it's not so obvious.
Nope. Right? And I think that a lot of people kind of downplay some of the danger signs in relationships.
Right.
So the ones that we kind of focus on, I do teach class and I'll talk about that later, but the ones I focus on in class are you scared of your partner? Do you feel afraid in the relationship? Have you been physically injured by your partner? Have you been choked or strangled by your partner? Do they try to control you? Do they keep you from working or do they make you dependent on them? You can't get a job
one,
or do, yeah, do you have to
that
use my stuff?
Yeah.
Do they interfere with you going to school or maybe going back to school if they don't want you to go to school or back to school? That's a sign. Do they track who you talk with? Do they track where you're going? That's actually a really big one. And we're seeing that a lot in the youth right now where they're allowing their boyfriends and girlfriends to track their movements, to track who they talk to. And that's actually a domestic violent behavior. And then do they threaten you? Do they threaten your children or your pets? Have you been threatened to, domestic violence warning here, but do they threaten to kill you or your children or your pets? Hyper jealousy is actually a huge sign that you're in danger. And it could lead to physical aggression, a lot of big things. So any type of hyper jealousy is a big, big warning sign. Huh. Are they hostile towards men or women in general? Are they abusive? Then express remorse, promise to change, but then you never see changes.
Right. That's a big one.
That's a big one that you see a lot. And then, and I think that's probably the most, the biggest factors. There's some, I tell people really look for that hyper jealousy. There's like some that are higher on the charts than other.
Wow.
But hyper jealousy is one that can be one of the biggest signs.
Wow. So what are some resources for, like, if someone's, you know, trying to leave, or if this is a little bit of an eye-opener for them, do we have resources here available?
We actually have some really, really good resources in our area. We have advocates here that are the best resources. We have system advocates. We have community advocates. System advocates are the advocates that work with the system, law enforcement, stuff like that. They help you get through the system. They'll help you through court. They'll help you if you have protective orders, stuff like that. But then we have community advocates that work with us, like Friends Against Family Violence. They're held to a higher level of confidentiality. They can't be subpoenaed. They are mandatory reporters, but they can help you get like crisis intervention. They can help with rehousing. They can help with at Friends Against Family Violence, we actually pay for accelerated resolution therapy, which is ART therapy, which helps a person to like really they help them reframe those distressing memories so that they don't trigger them as often. Mm. We pay for some of those sessions for them. There is UBAG, Uinta Basin Association of Governments, has programs that will help with also rehousing, with rental assistance, with heat assistance. We have DWS that will help with so many different things. Friends Against Family Violence also has a free class within my reach, which is what I teach, where most of the information comes from. And that's free to our public. And it's not only free to victims, it's free to anybody who wants to come. We have a Window Between Worlds, which is a healing, healing trauma through art. But really, there are so many different resources. All you need to do is just reach out to an advocate, completely confidential. Nobody has to know about it. And they can help you create those safety plans and a safe way to leave if you're in danger.
That's amazing.
A lot of good stuff here in the community, even though we had here. So if someone's listening right now and they want to find out more information, what's the best way they can get a hold of you guys?
Friends Against Family Violence. We have a 24/7 hotline. And then we also have FAFE.org. You can get on there. You can click on any button. It will lead you to the person that you need to get a hold of. I don't have the hotline memorized with me, but you can find that online as well. Within My Reach with Donnie is on Facebook. Friends Against Family Violence is on Facebook. Go on and follow us. Go on there. And we post things all the time, where we're going to be, where the classes are, who you need to get a hold of, and we collaborate with all of the places here. We have really good relationships with all of the places that you can go and get resources at, so we're happy to help send you into those different places.
Wow, Donnie, thank you so much. A lot of information there, so if you heard some of this, definitely reach out to the Friends Against Family Violence to get some information, some help, and some great classes as well. Thank you so much for sharing and being a part of the show today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.